Yes, sweetheart?
What do you do for a living, Daddy? Are you a lawyer?
A lawyer? No, no.
Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not, honey.
What do you do, Daddy?
So hard for a sound effects man to tell his child what he does for a living. To admit that Daddy is a woofer, Daddy is a meower. Yes, other daddies are saving lives, they're defending the innocent, they're teaching, they're passing laws, and their daddy...
Don't be alarmed, it's only Fred Newman making noises for the broadcast. Now this is what I hear when I'm in bed. A bang, a rattle, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow, and dogs bow wow. The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack, a gale starts blowing. A duck goes quack, a cock starts crowing. Though you think I'm kidding you, what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. Fred Newman makes the noises for the broadcast. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you got forgotten what a parrot squawk is,
hello.
Our Fred can illustrate that squawk to you. Because the scheme escaping from liners leaving dock, he'll fake a razor scraping or else a cuckoo clock. Fred Newman makes the noises for the broadcast. There's not a single noise that he can't do. Bad boys.
Why, you? Take that!
Fred Newman makes the noises for the broadcast. There's not a single noise that he can't do. What a stork does. But if it makes a noise, Fred can do it too. He makes a noise that cows make when combos make a swoop. He makes the noise that beards make when straining soup. Fred Newman makes the noises for the broadcast. There's not a single noise that he can do.
Part of our show brought to you by the Professional Organization of English Majors. If you're graduating from college and looking for a job, you're probably hoping to avoid the fate of so many English majors.
Welcome to Burger World. Would you like to try our two-pounder with a pound of fries and gallon of soda pop?
Before you finally decide, remember what your graduation speaker told you at commencement.
And I say to you, the class of 2010... Dare to dream and dream big. March to your own drummer. Go against the flow. Defy the conventional. Be bold.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means radio. That's what it means.
Radio?
Yes. Radio. It's liberating. Oh, radio. It's wonderful. In radio, you can be scintillating. Discriminating. Titillating. Luxuriating. Hibernating. Hallucinating. Be captivating. Dominating. Intimidating.
Oh yeah.
Pontificating.
And furthermore,
devastating. Inebriating. Self-flagellating. Defoliating. Decapitating. Irritating.
Hey, hey, hey.
Penetrating. Invigorating. Exhilarating.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pulsating. Ululating.
inflating, oxidating. It's where English goes to enjoy itself. A message from the Professional Organization of English Majors. It's been a long winter here in Minnesota. Long winter. Blizzards, one after the other. People trapped in their homes. Minneapolis banging on the pipes. People forced to eat pumpkin pie filling out of cans. Just to stay alive. Waiting for help to arrive. A big bulldozer comes to clear the snow away and just, it knocks your house right off the foundation. Then, of course, your car won't start. Just won't go. It's frozen. Then when it does start, it won't go. Ice on the windshield so hard, you got to use a chisel and a hammer to get it off. Snow is so deep, it's packed so hard, you have to clear the driveway with explosives. And that, of course, terrifies the caribou, and they stampede, and suddenly you got 4,000 hooves running past you. You've got to dive into a snowbank there, and you land in this little colony of snow snakes. They're all there. They move slowly because it's cold, but you get out of there, and hey, now you got to go change your pants, and you are so upset, you accidentally sit right down on the dog. He takes a bite out of your hind end. So you got to go to the emergency room, get your rabies shot, and you get this panic attack. And they have to medicate you heavily, and you lie there, and a surgeon comes bustling into the room.
Okay, this is the vasectomy here.
And the... You're too weak to say anything, so they wheel you into the operating room, and then it's spring. Suddenly it's spring, and that long, dark night of the soul is over. The animals awaken from their long sleep. Life resumes here on the frozen tundra. The loons are mating out on the lake. The clocks spring forward, just joyfully spring forward. The sound of the lawnmower is heard, and there's music in the air. And you write a poem. You're so moved, you write a poem. It's your first poem in years.
And now I'm feeling again, and my heart is open. And yes, I say, yes, 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 I will. Yes, of course I will. And when would you like it?
And you make 1,000 copies of your poem, and you put some bells around your ankles, and you go skipping down the street, tossing your poems to people on the left and on the right. It's beautiful. It's emotional. Spring is here. It's the spring equinox. People you never expected to show emotion. Your periodontist is... And your tax accountant, your Unitarian minister is speaking in tongues. And your fellow Unitarians are dancing around, and they're singing, every time I sense an issue or concern, I will call a meeting. Every time I sense an issue or concern, I will speak my mind. Well, yes, it's a happy time. Spring and renewal and new life, and the first big thunderstorm comes in, washes all the dirt off your sidewalk, and rhubarb, don't forget, rhubarb, yes, the fresh crop is on its way. Rhubarb, nothing takes the taste of shame and humiliation out of your mouth like fresh rhubarb. Rhubarb pies, rhubarb scones, rhubarb cobbler. Check with your local rhubarb dealer. Ooh,
R-H-U-B-A-R-B. Makes a person wild and free. L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Serve it in a cake or pie. Bebop a rebop. Bebop a rebop. Bebop a rebop. Yeah!
Rhubarb! Our Radio Acting Company with us, Sue Scott, Tim Russell, and Mr. Fred Newman. This first portion of our show brought to you by Mel's. Yes, Mel's all-you-can-eat buffet. If you're hungry for some good eating, and it sounds like you are, yeah, you want a time to head for Mel's all-you-can-eat buffet, where today's special is the chicken fricassee. That comes with your choice of three side dishes. You can choose from mashed potatoes, Sweet potatoes. Squash. Creamed spinach. Stewed tomatoes. Creamed corn. Pureed parsnip. Or the cheesy grits. Or if you're in a big rush, you can just have all of that. We'll just put all of that away for you in a blender and take it with you. There you go. There you go. Mel's all-you-can-eat buffet. Your money cheerfully refunded if you are not fully satisfied. Beautiful day. It's spring. It's time to open up your windows, let the world in. And what is this? An enormous sort of greenish-black fly. A horsefly, I think. Yep, it's horsefly. Oh, boy. This is a ferocious fly. It bites you, leaves a scar. Okay, you've got a right to exist, but not in here, okay? Just not in this house, please. Right, look, the window is open for you. Out. That's the exit. Go. Come on. Oh, boy. Another fly come in. All right. Okay, you too. That's it. Here we go. Want to close the window? Mono insecto. Here I come. Fly swatter in hand. Okay. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. Doggone it. Shoot. Okay, just come here. Look out. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. All right, you darn fly. Whoa. Boy, what is that? Hit a clock or something. All right, you. Your time is up. Okay. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Boy, you made a big mess there. What are you crying about? Your friend was here. He's in my space, huh? He didn't belong here. Your friend. Oh, she. I'm sorry. She. She was in my space here. Look. Huh? Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. I see you're upset. How about we have a memorial service for her, okay? Some bright morning when this day is over, I fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I fly. Dearly beloved, we gather together to honor a fallen one who was struck down in the prime of life, one who was beloved to our winged brother here. You want to say something? All right, go ahead. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let us pause for a moment of silence. Everyone silent. Every eye shut. All eyes shut. Thank you. Now you'll be together forever. Just scrape you onto this little envelope here. Bring the both of you over to the toilet. There you go. Burial at sea. Wow, the storm outside. Wow, that lightning is really close. Boy, hit that oak tree in the front yard. I think I saw something up in the sky. Something swinging, something like a giant fly swatter in the sky. There's something inside my ear.
In here.
What do you want?
I'm the brother. brother of Al, the one you whacked. And his fiancée, Lola?
What, the flies?
Yeah, flies to you. To me, they were family.
So this lightning storm, you're responsible for this?
No, but I hope you get the message.
Oh.
Yeah. You are not in charge.
No, I know that.
No, you better look out.
Huh?
Yeah, I got germs on my feet that could give you a rare immune system disease that would put you in a nursing home for 6 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, hey, watch it.
Okay, yes, sir, yes.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want you to sleep at night. And your mouth is wide open. Wouldn't take much for me to walk around on your tonsils.
Oh, please, come on.
Yeah, I spend most days walking around on cow pies.
Please.
You know, I'm just saying.
Please.
Yeah, well, then you better behave yourself.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Come on, let me hear you say, I will not harm a fly.
I will not harm a flea.
All right, let's try it again. I will not harm a fly.
I will not harm a fly.
That's better.
Okay, are we done here?
You killed my family.
Okay.
So you're my family now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What do you want now?
What have you got?
Got some sausage here.
Fine. Let's start there.
Okay. How long do you think you're going to be here then?
Let's just see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
You fly away, oh, Lordy. You fly away. When you die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away.
Well, let's have a moment of prayer here. Let's just close our eyes and bow our head. Let's bring up our radioacting company.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was the week after Thanksgiving, and I was in New York working security for the opera diva Renata Flambé, who was about to do a worldwide live opera video cast from Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve. I went up to her mansion on Fifth Avenue with its stone turrets and boulders and piazza and the tour buses passing slowly by.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your right, the home of Renata Flambé, the soprano. Below is the dungeon where she kept her tenors.
And I walked up to the front door and I rang the bell. And a dwarf appeared.
Hi, I'm Miss Flambé's personal dwarf. Do you have an appointment, or shall I stab you in the ankle?
I'm Guy Noir. I'm security. Miss Flambé's waiting to see me there.
Are you the interior decorator whose coming was foretold to me?
No, I'm a private eye.
Yeah. Well, so you don't know anything about window treatments?
I've never treated a window with anything but respect, so...
Okay. Well, this way.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Watch out for the viper.
The viper? What? Whoa!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And beware of the mastiff.
What, where? Mastiff. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here we are.
All right.
Go ahead.
This way?
Yeah, right that way.
Okay.
I'll stay here.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm back here. Keep going.
Oh, Miss Flambé. Yes, the name is Noir. I'm your security guy. Anything you want, just...
I need you to keep the press away. I have a big secret.
Oh, yeah?
My voice is gone. I can't sing a note. See?
Have you seen a doctor?
Duh! She has seen me, Dr. Nikolai Sergeyevich Nikolsonovich. Madam is suffering from crisis of soul and also from consumption.
Consumption?
Consumption of cranberries.
I couldn't help myself.
So what's the opera you're singing at Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve?
It's an operetta by Strauss.
Johann?
Lester. Die Biergarten ausgeschloss.
Never heard of that one.
They're paying me $16 million for 3 hours of work.
Wow, but what is it?
It's an operetta. A piece of Viennese strudel with dukes in wigs and ladies in big gowns and bodices and a silly little plot about a conniving landlord and a missing handkerchief. And there's waltzing and fireworks and lippets on our horses, and I only have to sing 4 numbers.
For $16 million?
Wow. I know! It's outrageous. And they want to do another one on Valentine's Day.
Well, I think we've got to get you to a throat doctor.
Yet, 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 yet.
I am a doctor. I prescribe rest and steam baths and gallons of birch bark tea.
Go to the solarium, Mr. Noir. I'll meet you there.
Yes, ma'am. The solarium was at the other end of the mansion. It was over the drawbridge and past a den of lions. And there was a peasant maiden grinding corn. And there was a thunderstorm. And there were two men dueling with long swords. An enormous flaming torch. And there was a blacksmith. And there was an old gypsy peasant woman who approached me.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can I trust you with a secret?
Yes, of course. What's the secret?
Well, my mistress, Madame Flambé, is under the spell of bad management. You must rescue her.
You mean from her manager?
Yes. His name is Heinrich Fleischun Boinkgeschäft.
Boinkgeschäft?
Yes.
Never heard that name before.
Oh, I wish I had never heard it. Mr. Boinkgeschäft was the one who persuaded her to do the commercial for Karo corn syrup.
Really?
Yes, you've heard it.
I've never heard it.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this.
Babino Caro con syrup in a jar.
Why?
Oh, yes. And then did you hear her commercial for Wesson oil?
No.
Wesson's warmer. Wesson's warmer. It's purer than canola, as good as olive oil.
Who is this? Who's this man? Heinrich Boinkgeschäft?
Well,
she was just about to tell me when a flying dragon came down on her. And she had to fight him off with a pitchfork. And eventually she got the dragon down on the ground. And she opened up a gallon of peanut butter. And she scooped out handfuls of it. And she threw it into his mouth. And dragons are not used to peanut butter. He hated the taste. And he had a peanut allergy. And he couldn't get it off the roof of his mouth. And I think he was sort of relieved when she finally killed him. Anyway. So, peasant woman. This,
yes.
Who is this Heinrich Fleischund Boinkgeschäft?
Entschuldigung, mein Herr. I believe you're looking for me.
He was a manager, all right. He carried a small whip, and he flicked it against his riding boots. He wore a monocle in his left eye, and he held the leash of a Rottweiler in his right hand.
I have taken Miss Flambé out of the ranks of opera and brought her to the verge of world domination, Mr. Noir. Her net worth is an estimated $450 million, thanks to me. And by this time next year, she will be the first soprano to become a billionaire.
A short man stood next to him.
Hello, remember me, Mike Bloomberg? I'm advising Miss Flambé on her investments, and for your information, she's putting everything into blue chip stocks.
Well, I might add that I am her secretary. Thanks to me, she is now the most famous Western woman in China. 1 1/3 billion people are listening to her music, and we are selling T-shirts, DVDs, BVDs. SUVs. You name it, we're selling it. It's huge.
And my friend, don't forget,
Also, in my country, too, Miss Flambe is very, very important. 1.25 billion people, and that is not chopped liver, my friend. No.
I returned to the mansion the next day, and Miss Flambe's voice was back to normal. She had been given a potion by a witch. And she inhaled the steam.
Oh, breathe, my pretty, breathe.
And she could sing again.
A little more.
There, try that now.
No, too much.
All right, but how again, please?
Thank you.
Oh, you've been cured there, huh?
Yes. But my heart has been broken.
Oh?
I just heard that I've been passed over for the Kennedy Center honors. They're giving it to Adele instead of me. Why, Adele? What's going on down there in Washington?
Millions of Americans are asking the same question. Miss Flambe, this year's Kennedy Center honorees are Adele, Bjork, Cher, Dion, Enya, Fabian, and Geraldo. Washington is cutting back, so...
Well, when I'm a billionaire, I'll donate a pile of money to them, and they'll rename it the Flambe Center Honors, and people will be brought to Washington to be flambéed.
Happens already in congressional hearings, but... That was Monday. I left her mansion, and I didn't hear from her again until the other day. I was on the uptown B train from 42nd Street.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
People, I want to wish you all a very happy holiday. And if you can find it in your hearts to put some spare change in my cup, I'd be so grateful, and so would my children.
Okay, that's okay. It's Flambe.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, sorry, what happened to your blue chip stocks?
Ha! They were blue tortilla chips.
Oh.
Worthless now.
And the Biergarten ausgeschloss?
I never saw a penny. The promoters skipped town.
But your commercials?
They canceled the contracts. I yelled at a child and the video went viral on the internet.
I'm so sorry.
It was my own child and I've been yelling at her for years. But it didn't matter.
What about China, about India?
Easy come, easy go.
The DVDs, the BBDs, the SUVs.
LOL, ROFLMAO.
So what are you going to do now?
I've been hired to sing on a radio show on Saturday.
What? A radio show?
I know.
Oh.
But I'm desperate.
Well, which show?
Oh, I forget the name of... The Home on the Prairie, I think, something like that.
I thought that ended years ago.
I did, too.
Renata.
What?
Renata, marry me. Marry me.
You mean it?
Yeah. I'll take care of you. I'll get you work. I know people.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry?
I'm just not that kind of girl. You know, a diva has her standards, Mr. Noir. One must draw the line.
Okay. Here's... $10 for a taxi, okay? Good luck.
Bye. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Nawan, Private Eye.
Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Mr. Fred Newman, and Renee Fleming as Renata Flambe. Brought to you by Bertha's Kitty Boutique.
Oh, Cinnamon, honey boo, listen to Mommy and get off Mommy's night wife's couch. No, Cinnamon, you know our rules. Yes, you do. Don't look at me that way. Come on, Mommy is talking to you. Oh, no. Oh, I have just had about enough of this attitude now. Oh, my.
What do you do when your cat talks back to you, dear? Do you get out a chair and a whip? Do you call in the dog? Do you force a tranquilizer down her throat? No. No need for that, because in a few easy lessons, you can learn the art of cat hypnosis simply by making steady eye contact with your cat and humming in a calm, even voice and waving your tail back and forth. This battery-powered four-foot tail attaches to your belt, and it mesmerizes the cat so that she'll follow your...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?